Construction on I-77 toll lanes between Charlotte and Mooresville is expected to begin next year. Last night, more than 120 people came out in Mooresville to learn about the lanes and sign petitions to stop the project. The meeting was organized by the group Widen I-77, which is against the toll lanes. WFAE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Warren Cooksey is a former Charlotte City Councilman who's now Director of Outreach for the North Carolina Department of Transportation. His job is to explain to people why projects like the high occupancy toll lanes on I-77 are a good idea. At the end of the meeting, he looked flustered when audience members interrupted media interviews.
Every entry point's an exit point.
It is not. Why didn't you, Jacqueline Kirk, put his thing up there that said you get in here and you can get out at exit 19?
That's incorrect. Every
entry. Why didn't you say that?
Because this isn't my meeting. This is his meeting. I'm not going to stand up and interrupt every point that's made that's inaccurate.
Residents were also frustrated during the question and answer period. For one thing, they want to know how much the toll lanes will cost. A 2012 study by a DOT consultant estimates a Mooresville to Charlotte round trip at the peak time will cost $21.63. Cooksey downplayed that report. He says it all depends on driver demand at any given time.
You can't predict from day to day how many cars are going to want to take advantage of that, just like it's difficult to predict how many burgers versus how many fish sandwiches are going to be sold on a restaurant. You can get a trend, but there may be one day when there are more burgers than fish sandwiches.
NCDOT signed a contract with Spanish company Cintra Infrastructures to build toll lanes from exit 11 in Charlotte to exit 36 in Mooresville. The state pays $88 million, and the company will pay more than 80% of the cost, $550 million. In exchange, Cintra will be allowed to collect tolls on those lanes for the next 50 years.
If the project is a failure and nobody uses the toll lanes, that's a disaster.
That's Widen I-77 founder Kurt Nass.
Because then the taxpayer has to step in, and even though we get 50 or 60 cents on the dollar, we kind of buy a bunch of useless infrastructure for this tolling specific. But if the project is a success, that's a disaster, because we're going to be siphoning millions of dollars out of our local economy.
Nass predicts the toll lanes will guarantee congestion because so many drivers will avoid them. Volunteers passed around a collection jar during the meeting to help with court costs if the group decides to sue the state to stop the project. Widen I-77 has been pushing for a smaller-scale project that would add one general-purpose lane. The group estimates that would cost $130 million. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma.